Tire ba'o mue, tire ba'o mue, na wa ope wimpo mu ka wizizi, wizizi. So he flew back up to the steeple, grabbed hold of the rafters and hung his head, and went back to sleep.
That was Esther Martinez telling a Native American children's story about a bat who desperately wanted to sing like a chickadee. Last week, Blue Water, as she was known, was honored here in Washington, D.C. at a special National Endowment for the Arts ceremony. On Saturday night, she died when a drunk driver hit the car she was traveling in, only a few miles from the pueblo where she lived, north of Santa Fe. To tell us more about Blue Water, her life, her work, and her stories, we turn to Barry Berge. He's the Director of Folk and Traditional Arts at the National Endowment for the Arts. He joins us now from his office here in Washington. Nice to have you on the program today.
Good to be with you.
At the NEA ceremony last week, Dana Gioia, the head of the NEA, described Blue Water as a national treasure. What made her so special?
Well, I think you've just been talking about Homer and the oral tradition, and certainly she is one that for the United States and for Native American culture would be directly within that tradition. She carried on the tradition of tales from the northern pueblos of New Mexico. She preserved the Tewa language and was a great community figure in the cultural heritage of that region.
And the Tewa language, tell us a little bit about that. She grew up at a time when she was sent off to one of the Indian schools where she was punished for speaking this language.
That's correct. Not an unusual situation, but I think she saw the value in the language. But it wasn't just the value in the language. She knew that in order to preserve language, you have to use it or you'll lose it. And so she used the tales and the stories as a means of preserving the language. And for young people, I think that's especially important because if there's no reason to learn the language, then it soon goes out of practice. But she was one who not only preserved and interpreted the language, but carried it on as a form of expression.
So the words were important, so were the stories.
Yes, they certainly were. The words were important, but it was really the expression through those words, I think, that gave it meaning.
And she became a teacher as well as a linguist.
That's true. She taught in the school. She taught in bilingual education. But one of the interesting things is that at a certain point in her life in the 1980s, she realized that these stories would be important to Anglo culture as well, and so she began telling these tales in English and traveling around because she knew that beyond the Pueblo community, that these tales had lessons for young people, lessons about behavior, humorous lessons at times, and so those were important to her as well. That meaning became important in a multicultural way.
This is something she wrote. Storytelling was done mainly in the wintertime, not summer. It was done in the wintertime because it shortened the evenings, the long winter nights. And it was the time when the last snake had crawled in, the bear and other animals had gone hibernating, and we had heard the last of the thunders. At storytelling, children's stories were told first. Stories were told to teach us tips for survival and for socialization in the community. They were fun. Our whole life is about storytelling.
That's right. I think that indeed, I think about her name, Blue Water, and I think about that in terms of the depth of her knowledge and her experience. Blue water is often deep water, but when you look into that water, you often see your own reflection. And I think that she felt that this was really key to Tewa identity, the fact that you maintain this knowledge and this experience. And so I think it had many functions.
I know you were at her funeral yesterday in Santa Fe. What was it like?
Well, it was a wonderful event, if a sad event such as that can be, because the whole community came out. The church was packed. Her grandchildren spoke about their experiences with her in a very meaningful way. And something very interesting happened at the end of that event as we went to have a huge meal with all the community members. The sun was shining, and we walked outside with some of the family members. They held out their arms, and it was raining, even though the sun was shining. And to them, in Pueblo culture, that means that the spirit has reached its destination. And this was a message from Esther Martinez that indeed she had, her spirit had reached its destination.
We just have a few seconds left, I'm afraid. How do you think Blue Water will be remembered?
I think she'll be remembered as a preserver, as a community member, as a great artist, but also a great teacher. And I think that her knowledge will continue through the many people who she inspired through her lifetime.
Barry Berge, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Barry Berge, director of the Folk and Traditional Arts at the National Endowment for the Arts, with us today from his office in Washington. Ira's here tomorrow with Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm away on vacation for the next couple of weeks. Michelle Martin will be in this chair. I'm Neil Conan, National Public Radio News in Washington.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program. Visit our website, npr.org, and click on Transcripts at the top of the page. To learn more about all the books and authors you hear on NPR programs, go to npr.org/books. This is NPR.